You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Daily with Eddie Greer.
Let's hit the links here on the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition for round two of the NCAA Regional. Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast, where we cover all things K-State, folks. Right on into the gauntlet here. If you guys want to know what's going on with the K-State men's golf team, get it right here on the Purple Project Podcast. Day two is in the books here for K-State men's golf, highlighted by a couple of good performances here by one guy. That's why I said one guy by the name of Tim Tillmans. What a great name that is for a golfer, for a men's golfer. He put on a tremendous performance today, which turned out to be the best in individual round for Tim Tillmans in K-State men's golf at this point anyways. Tim Tillmans leading the way there in even par 288 for K-State men's golf team. They were in, 11th yesterday, right? So you come in here, you need to make a little ground. You're a plus two. Now, after day two, the last day is tomorrow. Tim Tillmans leading the way there. Grant Robbins talked to one of the guys afterwards. He did quote, saying, "We played really solid round today." Quote, "All five guys were in it most of the day, and Tim really got it going on the back nine." The junior, Tillmans, shot 5 under par 67. That is some par numbers right there. That's some PGA type stuff right there in the second round, which is the lowest round by a Wildcat in the NCAA regional / championship history of this university. Woo! That, from the Ric Flair. That's big right there. Plus two in the team card. You need a big round now. You only need top five, right? So you're in a nice spot. But yes, they're gonna need some help though. They're gonna need some help after the bad round. You knew coming into this round that, hey, let's just show some improvement. Let's get ourselves feeding ourselves here. Let's just play a good round of golf here. No mistakes. That's always the big key, whether that's football, basketball. You know what I'm getting here, K-State fans. You don't want to be that person. And today, just looking at the card sheet here, or really the stat sheet, I should say, not the card sheet. K-State did a tremendous job. Tillmans tied for the lowest score in the single day today. 6 birdies and just 1 bogey from the junior, Tim Tillmans. They're getting it done with K-State and keeping K-State right in it now. Pretty much, if you lost any more ground, you had no shot. Now you only got to get top five. You advance, right? So K-State, they're going to need some help tomorrow. But also at the same time, K-State, they're going to need to do what they did today and hope a couple of those other teams, you know, slip away in the last round tomorrow in the NCAA regional there. The two-day performance by Tillmans resulted in 31 spots gained in the standings, and all of a sudden now he's in the tie for 8th place, 300 par for Tillmans coming in here. 18 holes left in this thing as well. Will Hopkins is next in line in the K-State running order, followed by Nicholas Mason, who are tied for 36th place with a 4 over par there. Lawrence Schreitren and Luke O'Neill also improved today as well. Schreitren carded a 2 over par 74. Now brings his total to 9 over for this regional. O'Neill tied for 65th, 10 over par now. He shot 3 over par today as well. So not too shabby as well, in a new leader in the clubhouse in Norman there. Auburn is in the clubhouse leading. After Texas was leading earlier there, Auburn, with the help of a 12 under, par 276 there. Travis Fick of Texas there is on top of the individual leaderboard there as well. Tomorrow morning it goes down. If you want more information, if you're that type of person that's in the golf, K-State Nation, loves golf, you might want to go to golfstat.com tomorrow all day to stay in tune on what's going on there as well. K-State 4 places back of the transfer spot. You got to get top 5 to do it. And we'll see. You get this tomorrow. I mean, I'm not saying I mean, hey, I mean, it's at this point, you put yourself kind of behind the eight ball a little bit with that bad first round. If you did anywhere close to what you did today, yesterday, you might probably have a good chance of getting there, sneaking in there. But hopefully, they have this. They can carry this momentum. Grant Roberts and company can carry this momentum a little bit from today to tomorrow, and then get some help from the teams in front of you. Now you got Tim Tillman is now in the top 10 individual right now. He gets puts on a performance like that, and everyone else can up the ante a little bit. This right here could at least settle the team a little bit. You know, I mean, obviously yesterday Coach Robbins said it was uncharacteristic. You know, they were not in it in the golf course at all. Today they were a little bit more kind of K-State-ish now a little bit. The way that we've kind of seen them here on the outside looking in a little bit. So men's golf getting the job done today. They're overall ninth right now heading into the – well, they're already headed to clubhouse ninth overall. They have – remember, I mentioned this number like 25 times already on this daily podcast. They have to get at least fifth to transfer. You don't get it, season's done. So pretty much tomorrow's it for this team. If they can do what they did today, even take it a little bit – a step, another notch further – anything can happen. The Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Make sure you are subscribed. Hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcast. Whether that's Spotify, we're on that, iTunes as well. Stay tuned. We got the 100th episode of the Purple Project Podcast, baby. Weekly edition coming up later on in the week. Also later on in the week on Friday, I'll have my preview, a little bit of that Bill Snyder half marathon, 5K/half marathon. More like for me, the half marathon. And as well, I have my thoughts on that going into that. It's going to be, things are taking shape, at least weather-wise already. So at least that's good. You don't know what weather you're going to get when it comes to Kansas, but at least that side looks pretty damn good. So we'll see what happens there. Obviously, I'll talk more about that, but men's golf, +2 on the team leaderboard after a slow, very slow start. They're now ninth now, and could you say they're right in the bubble trying to sneak their way into the national championship berth appearance here? They still got quite a work to do, but they did what they needed to do. They chopped wood. They went to work, and they did a nice job. Tim Tillman's leading the way for K-State. That's going to do it for this edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. If you have missed the last few dailies or the last weeklies, including episode 99, better go check that out now before we roll out episode 100 of the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats!